From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, and I, of course, am Dan Frio. I got a special guest with me today. And a lot of clients, if they're looking for a mortgage, there's different pods of mortgages that you can look for. But one specific segment is jumbo mortgages. And there's a lot of misconceptions in there. And then there's a lot of questions saying, you know, at what point or what dollar amount does that jumbo mortgage start? So I brought in the Frio team expert, Alan Platt. He's my guy that handles all the jumbos. And then we have I won't say a partnership, but we have a great friendship and working relationship with a specific builder that has about four main units going up right now, or main areas going up right now, that are custom built homes. They're phenomenal homes. And that's one of the reasons why I asked Alan to come in today, because I want to explain today, what is a jumbo mortgage? What is it consist of? Where does the dollar amount start? Where does the credit score start, and everything of that sort? So welcome aboard, Alan.
Thank you, Dan. Great to be here.
You betcha. So tell everybody just a little bit of background about you. We've known each other for probably 13 years, maybe something like that. Yep. And we recently brought Alan in to kind of handle this segment of the market for us. So tell them a little bit about you.
Yeah, so I've been in the business probably about 15 years, known Dan for 13 of those 15 years.
Lucky. And,
it's been great. But came aboard actually first of the year, I believe.
Yeah.
And things have been growing great. So we're doing a lot of great things for a lot of people out there.
Awesome. And the confusion a lot of times is a conventional versus jumbo versus FHA versus whatever. So we won't go over those segments because we have other shows in relation to that. But let's talk loan limits real quick. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they do mostly all the mortgages out there that we get approvals through. They dictate the rules behind most of this stuff. What did the loan limits increase to this year, and then where does jumbo kind of fit in from there if you exceed that conventional limit?
Yeah, so currently the normal standard loan limit is $510,400.
Okay.
So simply put, if you are in the market for anything over that,
By a dollar,
you need a jumbo loan.
Got it.
And there's different set of rules or guidelines around that loan. So
what's the, like, I know in a normal, like, to get a government loan, FHA, VA, you need a 580 credit score. Mm-hmm. Conventional programs, where is, like, credit score wise, I just want to go over the basic guidelines for a conventional loan. Like, what can you get away with a 600 credit score?
Yeah, so 620 is the magic number for conforming.
Okay.
Standard loans.
Got it.
And that's viewed as probably an average score.
Okay.
To fit the jumbo limits, you're going to need to get up to a 680 credit score,
okay,
which is, you know, not great, but still a better score.
Got it.
So 680 is the magic number.
Okay. So 680, you need at least a 680 credit score. Now, is there 679, is there leeway there?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
We have a tool that's really cool, and I see you on this thing every day. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we have that most people or most lenders don't have is our credit bureau system, the rescoring or the what-if simulators. Go over that. I know I'm throwing you a curveball on this one, but I know you know it.
Like, yeah, inside, I'm on that.
You know, you're on it every day, all day, or not that much, but you're on that quite a bit. So what I'm getting at is if you call in, most people, I always throw this trick question out. How many? You probably do the same thing. Hey, what's your credit score? Ah, it's a 638. Mm-hmm. Most people don't realize that's one of 30 different credit scores. So that number you give me, If I had $1 million to bet, I'd say if I pulled your credit score, I'm not getting that 638 that you just told me. So we have a scenario built into our credit scoring system that you can go in. And let's say, for example, you call in and you have a 670 credit score. You need a jumbo loan. Walk them through, and this is the coolest thing. Walk them through our kind of what-if simulators and things that we offer every client. So if you're out there and you're missing your credit scores by, you know, you got turned down because you're 10, 15 points off, call us. Because what Alan's going to go over with you is like earth-shattering.
Yeah, it's a really cool program, and it's very easy for us to use. So when we pull someone's credit, it's basically a snapshot of someone's credit profile at that exact moment. And we pull three scores, TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax, and we have to go off of whatever that middle score is. So let's say we're trying to get you guys approved for a conforming loan, and we need a 620. Or let's go to jumbo, and we need a 680, and you're at a 675 middle score. So there's the expert tool online. We can log in, and we can play around with different debts that you have. And let's say you have a Kohl's credit card from Christmas time, and the limit's $1,000, and currently your balance is $800. Well, I can manipulate that and say, well, what if they pay it down to $500? What will that do to the score? And a lot of times, you know, something as little as that will boost the middle score or A score up 20 to 30 points. And all we really need is you to pay that down, send me a letter or some form of statement showing what that balance is, and we'll get that taken care of for you. And, you know, your middle score could jump 30 points in a week.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, the thing is, what we do is, especially coming at this time of year, because we just came off the holidays. So if you had, and I use this analogy, it's fact, too. I was working on my cousin's salon a couple months ago, and I pulled his credit report, and I'm like, dude, your credit scores are terrible, but your mortgage, your history is like perfect. What he had was, he had like eight different credit cards. Everyone had a high credit limit of $200.
Yeah, that's low.
Well, you go to Costco and you run in and grab a couple things, come out and fill your car, you're $200.
Yeah.
You're maxed out. So what I did is I ran the simulator. I kind of knew it was going to happen, but I'm like, how high can we get his score? So I went into that and played with it, and I'm like, he just did this, he didn't even have to pay anything. He called like three of his creditors and got his credit high credit limits up to 1,000. He picked up like 80 points.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, it was like 80 points because his credit was perfect. And that's what happened in his. So if you've been denied for a mortgage, even a jumbo mortgage, or even a conventional or FHA mortgage, because you didn't have a high enough credit score, let us know. Now, I'm not saying if you've never paid anybody in your life and every account's collection, it's not going to work. But if you just have, if you have good credit and you're just like, I don't know why my credit scores aren't hitting this area, you know, that's where we can come in of help. And this, how long does it take? Because most people think, well, it's going to take 30 to 45 days.
No, I've had clients improve scores in 3 to 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's something that we do on a lot of clients because it could make their overall deal, you know, so much better by having a higher score.
Or from decline to
approval.
Hey, you're going to move into a house in 30 days.
Right.
So that's awesome. Okay, so let's get, here's the next question I got, or people out there would have. I'm buying a house. It's $1 million home. So I know I need a jumbo because I'm only going to put, I don't want to put down $500,000. What we call it, loan to value. If I'm buying $1 million home and I have an 800 credit score, how much do I need to put down to qualify for that loan? We call it loan to value, and you can probably explain that and then go into it.
Yeah, so simply put, loan to value is you're going to take the loan balance and compare that to the value. So if you're buying a $1 million home and you have a loan for $800,000, that is 80%, so 80% loan to value. But jumbos only require 10% down. So if you're buying a $1 million home, you only need $100,000 to put down. And with that, you have no mortgage insurance, which is outstanding feature.
Phenomenal. And some people might be listening out there saying, you said only $100,000 down.
Right.
Again, if you're buying $1 million home, you might, I won't say you probably or you will have it, but most likely they're going to have that. The norm is, in most cases, 20% down. So if we can get you into that house with $100,000 less, and we all know as soon as you get into that house, you want new carpeting, you want to paint, you want maybe new appliances, use the extra money to do that. In the next segment, I'm going to go a Q&A and start asking you, if I have a $2 million home and I have a $500,000 mortgage and I want to pay off some credit cards and this and that and pull some monies out to pay off my kids' college tuitions and so forth, can I do that? But let's go over the next. I want to just do this right now, is 10% down if you're buying. We went over the scores. The scores are 680 and above. There's also something that, we look at. In do you budget? And we call it your debt ratio. Can you explain debt ratio and where you can go with that with a jumbo mortgage?
Yeah, so we look at the current debts that are reporting on your credit bureau, and we add in whatever that mortgage payment's going to be, including your taxes and your insurance. And that number we have to compare to your gross monthly income. So if you're on a salary of $120,000 for the year, your gross monthly income is $10,000.
Got it.
So the debt to income ratio cannot exceed 43%. So all of your bills on your credit report, not including, car insurance and health insurance, but the stuff that you're paying on your credit cards, your installment loans, and whatever your new mortgage payment is, cannot exceed $4,300 in that example. So
got it.
43% of your income.
Sweet. And again, it's your gross income. So before taxes and all that's taken out. Again, we have Alan Platt. He's on the Frio team and he handles our jumbo mortgage clientele. Most of the places you're going to call, you're going to get probably somebody fairly new to the business that they're just, they're answering the phone, taking your data down and figuring out some stuff and just to learn the business. I don't like that. A lot of our newbies are behind the scenes and they're learning behind the scenes. They're not dealing with you directly. Other ones are saying, hey, call my team. And yeah, mine is thefrioteam.com. 99% of the time you talk to me. If you don't, I'm most likely going to at least call you and say thanks. And I'm here to help. I'm behind the scenes, believe it or not, every day. So, and I review your loan file, believe it or not, on every loan file. So I am involved. So if you happen to call in, say you're dealing with Alan, one day Alan's out or he's on vacation, you get transferred to me. I'll still know what's going on with your loan because I'm in tune on every one of the loans. So again, if we could be of any help, you can call us at 844-775 loan, and loan is 5626. So right now I'm going to start throwing some questions that I would have, or the questions that I get most commonly by people that are calling in and looking for jumbo mortgages. So let's go. We went over the minimum credit score you need, 680 versus a 620 or a 580 for other products. The debt ratio, which is basically all the debts on your credit report divided by your gross income. So before everybody takes all their money out of you, your gross income, that can be at 43%. So now, I guess my question would be, let's go on some scenarios I have. We have a gentleman that we're working on right now. He has a second home in Arizona. It's a $2 million home that he's looking to buy. In his case, how much would that person need as a down payment? Again, it's a second home. He's here in Illinois, very affluent person, buying a huge mansion out in Arizona. Walk us through that package deal, loan to value, down payments, and so forth.
Yeah, believe it or not, it's actually not much different than a primary residence than your home you live in.
Okay.
It's going to be viewed as, a vacation home. Basically, you're the only one living there. It's not a rental or an income property. The minimum requirement is still going to be 10% down
on the second home
for that.
Got it.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to buy in Arizona, a lot of people in Illinois that get to this point, you want to get out of Illinois. You can't get out permanently because you reside here. The kids are here. Your job is here. But you want to buy that house in Arizona or Texas or California or Florida. And you want to get there, but you don't want to deplete all of your savings and all your investments, you can get into that property with 10% down.
Right.
Okay. So let's go over some different avenues, especially when you get into the city. You have somebody that's looking to buy maybe a two-unit building that's worth $1 million or $2 million. They're going to reside there. So it's still going to be a primary home, but it's going to be a two-unit building. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, so the two units are going to be viewed the same as a traditional single-family home. So, you know, you're going to have the same requirements there for down payment, debt-to-income ratio, credit scores. There will be a max loan amount of $3 million. So it's a big loan.
Yeah.
Huge loan.
So how about if you even go exceed that? You're looking to buy, say, a four-unit building for $4 million.
Yeah, so the difference there is anything three to four unit, you can still do. You'd have to live there, but the only difference would be the loan amount. You're going to have a limit of $2 million for the loan amount.
So you'd have a bigger loan limit on a two-unit building than you would a four.
Correct.
Reason being is it gets a little scarier for the lender the more units you have, because if you have a four-unit building, if you have two people default in their rent, that's the thinking behind the whole thing. So let's go down another avenue. You're looking to buy a rental property, and it's $750,000, but it's a two-unit building, and it's an exclusive area, and it's, you know, all that. What are we looking at on a jumbo investment property, one, two unit?
Yeah, so that's going to be a larger down payment. They're going to require you to put down 25% for rental properties.
Got it.
One, two, four units. So there's
one through four unit?
Yeah, there's really no distinction there.
Okay, cool.
They want a larger.
But even on conventional financing, you need, in most cases, 20 to 25% down on normal financing that's not jumbo. So you're really not taking that big of a hit. You get down the city, finding a really nice four-unit building, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to get $1-2 million out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's an area that goes down through. Okay, so I'm looking to buy, I'm looking to take out a $2 million loan. Are there, in many times that I see, even in the conventional financing world, you need what we call reserves. Basically, as a lender, you're saying, you know, I don't want you to deplete every penny you have to do this, because let's say it's a two-unit building and you're hoping to get that other unit rented, and it might take 30, 60, 90 days to get it rented. So we want kind of some money in the background as a reserve that you know, so you won't default on that mortgage, you know, month one. Are there reserve restrictions or requirements on jumbo mortgages?
Yeah, so, you know, a typical standard mortgage, they're going to want to see typically 2 months of payments saved up, typically.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Jumbo, they're going to want to see 6 months.
Okay.
So they're going to want to make sure that you have, you know, in case something happens where you lose your job or something,
sure,
you have money saved up to, you know, make their payment.
Got it. Well, it's probably easier to rent an apartment for $750 versus an apartment for $2,500.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's like, so they want a little more skin in the game for that. Has there been any changes that you know of in 2020 that makes jumbos any harder than they were in the past? I mean, I don't see them, but you know, some people are saying, you know, some lending's getting tighter, some lending's getting worse or making it worse. Is there any major changes that you know of that would affect the jumbo market?
If anything, I've seen it become a little bit easier to qualify. I remember when it used to be 720, minimum credit score. So
yeah, 20% down, 25% down. Now you can get a 680 with 10% down.
Yeah, so I think it's getting a lot more aggressive.
Not a bad gig. We're talking about buying the house. So now let's say I have a ton of equity in my house. It's $2 million and I owe $400,000 on my mortgage. But I have three kids in college. I'm trying to pay that, but I can't really pay that. I'm giving them money each month. I'm doing this. Every one of my kids has a credit card. They're spending, you know, they're going out and having their fun, and they're buying groceries and stuff like that. So now I want to just consolidate all this stuff in and have one payment. Go over what loan to value can you go in a jumbo and pull money out to pay off a bunch of bills, or maybe even you want to finish your basement, or you want to completely, redo your kitchen, and you need $100,000,
or buy a second home.
Yeah, and the reason why you might contemplate doing it under the jumbo program versus a home equity loan is your home equity loan can only be you can only get the tax credit on the interest you pay on that if 100% of that money is used to you put that into your home. You can't pay off credit cards, you can't pay off student loan debt, you can't buy an RV, you can't do anything with that money other than put it back in your home. Otherwise, all the interest you pay is not tax deductible. So, first of all, let me throw this at you. In our terminology, there's what we call rate and term and cash out. If you could explain those and what loan to values you can go on each one of those, and then go down that avenue, if you would, just to make it make sense.
Yeah, so a rate and term, what we call rate and term refinance, is when you're refinancing only the balance of the current mortgage you have. So if you owe $500,000 and you're refinancing in a rate and term, your new loan's $500,000.
Got it.
If you're doing cash out, you're taking additional cash out of the home. So, you know, in your example, if you own a $200,000 house and you owe $500,000, you realistically could use 80% of the value of your home. So in that situation, you know, $1.6 million on $200,000. I'm sorry, $2
million. Okay.
And you can just get that cash on top of what you currently owe.
Okay.
Getting cash out. So there's two different...
What's the loan-to-value restrictions on rate and term versus cash out? Is there a difference there?
Yeah, there is. So a rate and term, you're going to be, you can go up to 90% of the value of your home, rate and term. Cash out, they're going to bring that back down to 80% is what they want to see. They want to leave 20% equity.
Got it. We got to leave it there. So if you want to pick up on this conversation, because we're going to have a whole new YouTube exclusive and podcast exclusive on jumbo mortgages, hopefully you got something out of this. And this might not affect you personally, but if you know somebody that is looking for a jumbo mortgage, please call us. We have among the lowest rates in the country. And we do very well with the jumbo markets. I mean, we have people that are going to Wells Fargo, their exclusive banking division. We're beating those rates. We're having people go to, you know, because most of the time when you have a $2-4 million home, you got a pretty good nest egg put aside. And, so we have to be really competitive in that market. We're here to walk you through step by step by step and not only help you there, but help get you qualified at the best rates in the country at the lowest costs. So don't go away, please check us out. One more segment of the jumbo markets, kind of a snapshot of it on our YouTube channel. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. Also, check out the podcast. We're getting about between 100 and 150 downloads a day on the podcast, which is really cool. Facebook, we just hit 350,000 views, so that's starting to take off. God bless you. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Call Dan today at 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626 or online at thefrioteam.com.